You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It is that time of year when many of us head out to corn mazes, pumpkin patches, maybe a haunted house. However, some people want more. How about getting waterboarded, electrocuted, or even force-fed maggots? That is the world of extreme haunted houses. Mountain West News Bureau reporter Nate Hedgie visited one in Utah, and he files this report.
I'm in Asylum 49's basement. It's actually an old hospital. Heavy metal is blasting from a loudspeaker. Everything is pitch black, except for a single flickering strobe light. High school senior Caden Myrick squirms as he's held down by a guy named Dr. Fear. And then a blood-soaked nurse electrocutes Myrick with a handheld shocker. It's low voltage, but listening to him scream, it's obviously not pain-free. Myrick is shivering, soaking wet. He signed a waiver and paid $100 to experience this so-called extreme haunt. And before he was electrocuted, Dr. Fear and a ghoulish punk named Spike poured water from a hose over his bagged head to simulate drowning. And yes, in case you're wondering, that's also known as waterboarding.
There you go.
He's also splattered with synthetic blood and chained up to a pipe. Now, Dr. Fear is throwing him into a small, dark room for solitary confinement. The door slams. And then Dr. Fear turns and stares at me. He's a massive guy with a white cataract eye peeking out from behind a blood-stained surgical mask.
How you doing?
Good.
Are you recording still?
Yeah, always recording.
What do you think? Think we're a little crazy?
That's just a little bit crazy, yeah.
You think I enjoy this?
I think you do enjoy it.
A little bit too much?
Maybe a little too much.
He just keeps staring. I don't like it. I mean, I get scared during PG-13 horror movies. But this is a full contact, fully immersive haunted house. It's for people like Caden Myrick, who paid to be tortured.
Why do you like this?
I don't know. It just makes me feel alive, you know? It's like, it's hard for something to cause genuine fear within me, and this does. And I just enjoy that feeling. I don't know why.
Myrick isn't alone. According to an industry website, at least 15 haunted houses across the country have begun hosting extreme nights. Asylum 49 sells a limited number of 30 tickets to these special events a couple of times every year. But founder Kim Anderson says demand is increasing because for some, traditional haunted houses just aren't cutting it.
People are like, oh, that's not enough for me. And I'm like, what do you mean? What do you want? Well, we want to be tortured. And at first I just took that as a, you're crazy. But every time we sell out.
Anderson stresses that his extreme haunts are frightening but safe. They have 40 security cameras stationed in and around the building. Two police officers are outside, and if things get too intense, guests can tap out. I even watched Anderson test an electric shocker on himself before it was used on a visitor. He says fear isn't necessarily physical, it's mostly in the mind.
Your brain will see what it wants to see and believe what it wants to believe. And I hate to say this, it's probably not as bad as you imagine.
I'm not convinced of that, at least for me. Still, for the folks who love extreme haunted houses, it's a rush.
Quite simply, chasing fear is like a drug.
That's psychologist and fear researcher Anu Asnani. She says people react to horror on a spectrum. On one end, there are folks who avoid it at all costs. That would be me. But on the other end, there are folks who run towards it. And for them, the scares are a kind of high.
When you get that feeling, I like that my heart is pounding. I like that I don't know what's going to happen, right? I like that feeling because it's so different than how I feel on a daily basis. But now I need more and more and more to get me to that feeling.
And that's where extreme haunts like Asylum 49 come in.
Oh, look who's here.
People pay money to be tortured by the likes of Dr. Fear and his sidekick, Spike.
Would you go through what he went through?
No, of course I wouldn't do this. I much prefer to torture them.
What about you, Dr. Fear? Would you do it?
I live it every day, boy. This is enjoyment.
And now it's time for me to get the heck out of here. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
And Nate is actually joining us live by phone to talk more about this. Okay, Nate, why would anyone do this and pay $100?
I know. That's such a great question. Why would anybody want to do this?
Why?
Why did I pitch this story?
Yeah, okay. Okay, I was going to ask you that because in the story you say you're scared of PG-13 movies. So no one made you do this. You thought, hey, this would be a good idea?
Well, we were talking around in our newsroom because every year, you know, you want to do a Halloween story and we're just talking about haunted houses. And a neighbor of mine had told me about this place, Asylum 49, where they do these extreme haunts. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. And so the journalism part of my brain was like, yeah, I should go and check this out. And this seems like a really interesting cultural trend that's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
But then the actual normal part of my brain was like, why would you do this?
Right.
This is terrifying.
So you didn't listen.
My editor even wanted me to go and walk through it and actually do it, which there is no chance in heck I was going to get waterboarded. So
oh, there's no way.
Somebody.
Okay. So you mentioned that there are 15 places like this around the country.
Yeah, at least 15. So there's this, it's hard to kind of keep track of data points for haunted houses.
Right.
But there is an industry website that everybody goes to called haunting.net, and it lists 14 extreme haunts on that website. Asylum 49 is not listed there, so I know that there's at least 15. There could be a lot more. I just don't know. According to the industry website, there's at least 14.
And have any of these gimmicks ever gone, like, too far? Has someone gotten hurt? Do we know?
Not that I could find. There have definitely been people who didn't realize what they signed up for, you know, and so when they're getting waterboarded or thrown into a cage, they get pretty angry about it. But they do sign a waiver. And
they pay $100.
You know, and in this case, they pay $100. And I spoke with the local police department in Tooele, and they said there's been no serious issues there. People are very aware of it. I think it's kind of weird, but it's not a big issue. There's no criminal complaints or anything.
Would you do it again?
No, I would never. No, I wouldn't. No, I would never do it. No way. No, that's for other people. They talk about how fear is on a spectrum. I'm on the far side of the spectrum. Nope, I'm not going to do any kind of horror stuff like that. But for some people, you know, it's like a drug and it's probably a lot safer.
I guess so. Yeah.
Drugs.
Hey, I got to let you go. We've been talking with Nate Hedgie of the Mountain West News Bureau. Thanks, Nate, for thank you for going through it with so we didn't have to. And I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters. We always appreciate you taking time out of your day. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. A big thanks to Andrew Fisher, who is filling in for Samantha this week. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It's Friday. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here Monday.